This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, July 29th, 2021. We'll get you an update on the Olympics, the Good Vibe Tribe. Also, Chef Jason Santos is going to come on the show, talk about his new restaurant that he's getting ready to open at Arsenal Yards. And then for the summer, of course, the summer of love, we have War of the Roses. The Red Sox and Toronto Blue Jays split the doubleheader yesterday, Kennedy. You know, they did the 2-7 inning
games. I know.
Games.
I was halfway going to go to the day game, and I just couldn't pull it all together.
Yeah.
Because the sun came out. It was gorgeous by 2 o'clock.
Right.
Absolutely gorgeous.
They lost that one anyways. It's fine.
Yeah. I really don't care if they win or lose. It's day baseball. You're not at work. You're having a beer in the sunshine at Fenway. Chef's kiss.
More importantly, though, Kennedy, more importantly.
Yes.
Let's get an update on the Olympics. So this is an update as of 3 a.m. So I'm not spoiling anything happening this morning or what you might want to watch tonight. Through day 5 of the Olympics, the U.S. was still in first place in the overall medal count, while China currently leads in gold medals. So the U.S. did win their first Olympic gold in 3-on-3 basketball when the women's team beat Russia.
That's a sport in the Olympics.
I have to tell you, this one has become sneaky good to me.
Oh, it's really good.
Because, you know, when a basket is made, there's no taking the ball out. As soon as it goes through the net, the team that got scored on immediately grabs the ball. The ball is in play. You can't foul out because there's only four players.
Yeah, it's just half court, so it's all action the whole time.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what happens with the foul is if you foul somebody, they get a free throw, and you're only playing to 21, right? So it's like...
I love it. It's quick.
And then if too many fouls, then you get... Like, there's a lot of great stuff. I was surprised that I like this. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, so, man, if trampolining can be a sport, I don't know why 3-on-3 basketball can't.
By the way, the U.S. does not have a team playing. The men did not qualify. Russia won the gold in that medal. Also, the men's synchronized diving team took silver in the 3-meter springboard early yesterday morning. And U.S. swimming added a bunch of medals, including gold for Bobby Finke, or is that how it's pronounced, I think, in the 800-meter freestyle, gold for Caleb Dressel in the 100-meter freestyle. That was my specialty when I was 8.
The swimming has been amazing to watch. Like, I could
They're such great athletes.
I could and the way that they cheer for one another is so amazing.
That Katie Ledecky is a powerhouse.
That Katie Ledecky is a spirit animal.
She's like Aquawoman.
Silver for Regan Smith and bronze for Haley Flickinger, yeah, I think that's it. In the 200-meter butterfly and silver in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay. Here's the medal count as of last night. USA has 37 with 13 gold. China has 29 with 14 gold. Russia is in third with 7 gold, 11 silver. As for Simone Biles and her dropping out due to, you know, her mental health, which I think for the most part, she got a lot of support yesterday, not only from the fans, but from athletes all over. So when she was competing, the announcers, and it was Nastia Lukin, and I can't remember who the other guy was, but they talked about it looked like she had lost her way when she was doing the vault. And the guy said, I've never seen her do this before. Well, in a press conference yesterday, she said, in fact, she got what she called the twisties.
The twisties,
yeah. Yes. So, and every gymnast in the world immediately responded with, yes, this is a thing that happens. You get the twisties, you lose where you are, and you have to...
You're in the middle of the air.
Right.
And you don't know how to land. And so just picture that in your head for a moment.
Right. Some other questions answered for you, Kennedy, from the Olympics. Why do divers shower after each dive?
Because chlorine is nasty.
It is not to wash the chlorine off. It is to prevent injuries. The pool is so cold and can make you cramp up.
So it's why
they take a warm shower or sit in a hot tub between dives.
That sounds lovely.
So why is the pool so cold?
Why does one volleyball player have a different color jersey?
Because they're the one that stays in the middle, right?
They're the only player that can sub in and replace another player in the back row. They're usually better at defense, so things like passing the ball and receiving serves. Why is Russia called ROC?
Well, we know this.
Yeah, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I told you that one because Russia got banned for doping, so all of their athletes are competing under the name Russian Olympic Committee, which is the same exact thing. Why isn't LeBron James in the Olympics, Kennedy, the greatest basketball player on the planet?
Because he can't be bothered?
No, he had some injuries this year, so he decided to opt out. And how deep is an Olympic pool, Kennedy?
Pretty darn.
The swimming pool in Tokyo, most of them are 10 feet deep. Diving pools are 10 to 16 feet deep, which doesn't seem that deep to me. 16 feet and they're jumping way up high.
Considering they're jumping from skyscrapers.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you want to drop us a text, if you know somebody that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. A toddler fell 15 feet from a window in Russia last week and could have been seriously injured, but randomly a 64-year-old woman happened to be walking by and she caught him.
Wow. Sign him to the Patriots. We need wide receivers.
A 23-year-old woman in Connecticut found a thank you card in a parking lot. It had $500 in it and was able to track down the rightful owner. It turned out a bride and groom gave it to the guy who married them, and he lost it at their rehearsal dinner.
I love good people.
A 50-year-old kindergarten teacher in Israel donated a kidney to a 3-year-old Palestinian boy in the Gaza Strip. That is unbelievable considering what's going on over there. And a retired Marine in Florida named Peter Ravulo turned 93 this month, and a bunch of kids gave him his own parade. His family told him to pull up a chair in his driveway, and then a bunch of cadets came marching by. You know, Kennedy, you can go anywhere in your trailer, but you might want to avoid this spot. Well, maybe most of us, you might want to go there, Kennedy.
Might. I don't know. What is it?
A guy in Louisiana is opening up a trailer park for swingers with the motto, bring your house and share your spouse.
need a catchy slogan.
The name is T-Boys, Boy, B-O-I, Swinger Trailer Park. And for now, it's just an empty plot, and it's about 80 miles outside of Baton Rouge. But the guy running it plans to add a nude pool, nude yoga studio, a poker hall for strip poker, and a Key Barty Cabana, Kennedy.
I didn't think you could do nude stuff in America. That's why I go to Jamaica.
No, you can go to Tampa, Kennedy. They got
There's some stuff
happening down there, too.
Yeah, but it's not like something that you can do anywhere.
There's a sign out front that says you have to send a picture of your spouse to get approved.
That's so the single people don't come, the looky-loos, Carson.
A.K.A. the creepy dudes.
That's it.
You can just say it.
People all over the country have already been sending in pictures. It is set to open in May. If you want a link to the website, Kennedy, I'll be glad to share it
with you.
Thank you. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So there is a representative from the fine state of Illinois. His name is Sean Kasten, and he was on the House floor talking about FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, so like climate change and whatnot.
Right.
And FERC sounds a lot like Fergie Ferg, so we'll see what he did.
I rise to continue our celebration of hot FERC summer. As climate activist Fergie would certainly say, the FERC-alicious definition is to make our planet cooler.
Look at anything you can do that makes somebody listen to you.
That man definitely has daughters, and they're definitely embarrassed right now.
He went on and on with it. He clearly practiced.
Good for him.
For it.
Good for him.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, so this story came to me today. However, it sounds much more like a commercial than a story. That Ben Affleck, you know, it was Jennifer Lopez's 52nd birthday. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, went to, they're in Italy right now, mm-hmm. you know, living their best lives on yachts and things. What do you get the girl who has everything? Well, apparently he had a special piece of jewelry made in her honor, with a company called Foundry. Mm-hmm. And it's like a charm necklace that featured sentimental ornaments that reveal details about their relationship. Again, it sounds like commercial to me. I don't know if he got...
Maybe it's a part of her sponsorship deal with A-Rod.
Maybe something like this. So
when they broke up, A-Rod was like, okay, I know we're breaking up, but like, the next guy that you date has to buy this jewelry.
Like, listen to this story. Listen to the story I get.
Right.
The Oscar winner selected several charms, including one that symbolized resilience. He also got some blossoms that are fed with passion and continue to bloom even in darkness against adversity. What? Don't care. However, I do have a story that I cannot confirm at all. Would you like to hear it?
Is it about Ben and Jen?
It is.
Okay.
This is from Dumois on Instagram, who is the queen of blind items. Dumois. It's an Instagram account.
Okay.
It's the best Instagram account of all time.
Dumois.
The world needs to know this incredible gossip I've known for years because it's never been more relevant. A friend of mine used to casually date this singer, and he told her on his honeymoon with this A-list triple threat actress that she drank way too much one night and locked herself in the hotel room crying her eyes on the phone with her sister, and he could hear her saying, I should have married blank. Insert her ex-boyfriend's name.
Ben.
So was singer Mark Anthony?
Oh.
And was this whatever? I don't think this story is true because Jennifer Lopez doesn't drink, but it's still juicy.
Well, Kennedy, you know, my birthday is on Saturday.
I do know
so
this.
I'm sure when you go out to buy my...
Do you want a charm bracelet?
Yes.
Because I got you some things, but a charm bracelet isn't one of them.
I want you to explain it like that to the people when you give it to me.
I feel like it's a little late in the game for you to ask me to do this.
All right.
Next year.
Okay.
Or maybe Christmas.
Thank you.
So Justin Bieber sparked rumors that he and his wife Haley were expecting a child after he captioned an Instagram photo, mom and dad, you might recall this. And then Haley shot that down real quick saying, you know, maybe dog mom and dad. Mm-hmm. However, people will still continue to believe that Haley is pregnant because while out at an art gallery auction in West Hollywood over this week, Justin was reportedly seen keeping a protective hand on his wife's stomach. You guys, if that day comes, they'll let us know. It'll be fine.
She is only 24 years old, and he has wanted her to be pregnant for 3 years.
Well, I feel like he's very young, but he's lived so many years. Yeah. He's like 35.
He wants to have an entire brood.
Which is fine, but like, y'all.
Let her live a little bit before she's pregnant.
We'll be all right. However, he did show some support for Simone Biles, and what he said I thought was fantastic. He said, no one will ever understand the pressures you face. I know we don't know each other, but I'm proud of your decision to withdraw. It's as simple as, what does it mean to gain the whole world but forfeit your soul? Sometimes our no's are more powerful than our yeses. And when what you normally love starts to steal your joy, it's important to take a step back and evaluate why. People thought I was crazy for not finishing the Purpose Tour, but it was the best thing I could have done for my mental health. I'm so proud of you, Simone Biles.
I also heard an interview Dominic Dawes. Yeah. Who was the first African-American to go to the Olympics and win gold. And she said all the pressure that she was on, that she wished she were strong enough to be able to do.
So many athletes coming out and saying these things. And I watched, I took myself out to lunch yesterday and they had a bunch of sports television on, you know, a bunch of different sports shows.
Were you watching ping pong?
No. I watch Olympics when I get home. Oh. This was like, you know, like Jalen and Jacoby or something like this.
Yes. No, sports talk.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yes. Sorry. And every last one of those men were supportive of this young woman, and I was so proud.
So you went out to lunch alone yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I went out to lunch alone yesterday, and it's so funny. Before I went out to lunch, I contacted a friend of mine who couldn't go. I was like, I should text Kennedy to see if she wants to go to lunch.
I always go to lunch by myself.
I went out to lunch by myself on Tuesday, actually, for the first time in years.
Oh, my God. It's all I ever do. I actually ate
food
yesterday.
Brittany had like three of her girlfriends all working from home together in her house, and I was like, I'm going to just stay out for a bit.
What did you eat for your alone lunch?
I haven't been eating a whole lot of food, which is another story for another day, but I just had some plain pasta.
Uh-huh.
Had about four or five bites. Mm-hmm. It's more than I've eaten in a week.
Oh,
so
I had a delicious burger. It's called a smash burger.
Oh, I love a smash burger.
Oh, it's like two patties smashed together.
Onion-y.
Oh, so good.
What's on a smash burger?
Yeah, onions and cheese and there's everything.
It's the way they cook it. They mash it against the grill. Instead of putting it like in a patty, they just smush it flat.
But it's two patties. Mm. Yeah, it's good.
So Bob Odenkirk he plays Saul in Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. He was hospitalized on the set of Better Call Saul yesterday. He is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident. And TMZ is stating that he is awake and lucid. In a statement released by his folks, Bob and his family would like to express gratitude for the incredible doctors and nurses looking after him, as well as his cast, crew, and producers who have stayed by his side. The Odenkirks would also like to thank everyone for the outpouring of well wishes and ask for the privacy Casey at this time as Bob works on his recovery. As for the status of the show, the production was a little more than halfway done in the final season at the time of Bob's collapse. Production remains halted as everyone involved focuses on Bob's health, and since he's pretty much in every scene of that show, they're pretty much going to have to wait.
That's scary.
So I hope he's okay. Yeah.
It's interesting to me, though, that we haven't found out like what's going on.
It's a heart issue.
It is a heart issue. Yeah. Is that what you said? Did you say that? Uh-huh. Oh, I missed you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was looking for something.
Yeah, it was a heart-related incident. That's all that they're saying. But, you know, that could be a few things. But at least that's what we know. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a bunch of stuff.
Could be a broken heart. Did he break up with somebody?
No, I think he's all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
All right, you probably know him from Hell's Kitchen, or maybe if you watch Bar Rescue, of course, with two spectacular chefs on those shows, Gordon Ramsay and John Taffer, Kennedy.
Yes.
And then his restaurants here in town, Buttermilk and Bourbon and Citrus and Salt. He almost won Hell's Kitchen, and he's actually getting ready to open up a new Buttermilk and Bourbon right around the corner from the radio station.
Which
also
we
the
don't
yard.
Hate at all.
No, I'm for it.
I know. I want to say good morning to Chef Jason Santos. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning to you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm living the dream.
So here's the first question I have to ask you. That hair, that blue hair, that has become your thing. How old were you when you first dyed it, and have you ever changed the color, and what color is it?
So I was 19 years old many, many decades ago. I've had the same brand, the same color, and I finally had this brand reach out to me just 2 weeks ago and comment and send me a bunch of hair dye. But mathematically, I think I've spent $40,000 already on hair dye. So it's been pretty crazy.
I feel you. I feel you, Jason.
I'm 27 years old now, so it's been like a long time.
But you do yours. Do you do yours at home on your own?
I do. I have it down to a science. In fact, I'm pretty sure I could be a colorist at any point.
Yeah.
More efficient, easier, in and out. Nobody gets hurt. But I'm hoping they develop a pill where I can just take this pill and it'll grow blue, because it's really...
It's a lot of work.
That sounds like I might have side effects.
It's a hustle.
So
beauty is
pain. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said beauty is pain. That's what they say.
Mm. Indeed. It hurts to look this average.
How did you end up on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay?
So 11 years ago, I casted for it. It was just an open casting. I at the time, I wasn't even that interested in doing it. I was just up and coming in my career. And I went to this casting, and I'm very competitive by nature. And I saw, it was like 1,000 people. It was at the Park Plaza Hotel. And as soon as I got there, I just felt this obligation to win. But I wasn't even on the show yet. I just wanted to win at the casting. So I ended up being on the show, and I kept in contact with Gordon and then the producers and stuff. And then 11 years later, I got an email, hey, you want to be the blue team sous chef? And, of course, I jumped at it, and it would be super weird if I was in the red kitchen, so it made perfect sense.
You would be an American flag. Your very own American flag.
It would be weird. So I'm not sure if I got on the show because of my talent or my hair, but either way, I'll take it.
When you were a contestant, is there a particular insult that Gordon Ramsay yelled at you, like that just stuck with you, like, oh, that one hit close to home?
You know what's funny is I actually went on the show thinking, okay, this is a cooking competition. I wasn't really into TV at that point. And then I realized, all right, it's a TV show. There's some things producing and in production value. So I thankfully kind of got by unharmed. I mean, I didn't really get lit up too much. I mean, I'm sure he yelled at me, nothing memorable, because I just sort of played the game. I realized, hey, if you say something out loud, they're going to use it against you. So a lot of times, the cooks will say, oh, I screwed up these mushrooms. Well, now you're just asking for it, So even if I made a mistake, I would just not skip a beat and just act like I meant to do it. And, I was really good at how I articulated my responses so they couldn't use it against me, sort of thing, with editing and posts and all that stuff. But it's a very real show. It's unbelievable. Their contestants are vying for $250,000 prize and work under him as his protege. So, I mean, it's called Hell's Kitchen for a reason. We're very intense with them. I mean, I'm thankfully now on the other side. I'm not getting yelled at. I'm doing the yelling. So, but it's
stepping your insult game up.
I learned from the best, so it'd be great. I would, there's times we'd kick in their dorm rooms, and I would just kick in like SWAT, wake them up. They'd be in the kitchen at 6 a.m. I mean, it's it's a legitimate prize for legitimate chefs. So it's, you know, it's survival of the fittest.
Jason, what is it like opening a restaurant? Like, do you feel like you're about to birth a child here?
You know, I'll tell you, for me personally, this is now my fifth restaurant. I've done it a few times. It's more the people around me. My wife is just an angel for putting up with my stress and my, you know, I'm out of the house at 6 a.m. and home at 10 p.m. Mm. So it's, for me, it's kind of autopilot. One of the few things I think I'm good at. So I enjoy the process, however, very stressful financially and, you know, things going wrong and I'm opening in a week and now they have to rip up my floor because it's buckling. But, you know, my wife has been great. My family's been great. Everybody's super supportive. I mean, as a chef, it's like you put everything. I'm all in, as they say, especially this restaurant. I've never actually built a restaurant from the ground up. I've always taken older restaurants that have failed, and I've flipped them, you know, for obviously much more economical. But to build a restaurant from sand all the way up is an unbelievable process, but it's also unbelievably expensive. And you know, I joke, but I mean it. It's like, I'll either be very, very happy or I'm going to be homeless. You know, it's like one or the other. But I believe in the concept. I believe in my staff. And I think we really have something unique for Boston. And this restaurant, Erica Diskin Assembly Designs, I mean, it is stunning. Like, I know it's mine. It sounds a little cliche. But I think it might be one of the most beautiful restaurants I've ever been in, even if it wasn't mine.
It's going to be
absolutely stunning.
It's an Arsenal Yards buttermilk and bourbon. Let me ask you this. How is it going with finding staff? Because, you know, all we hear about is, you know, it's tough to fill staff at restaurants right now. And then you're trying to open a new restaurant and the existing restaurants can't find people.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of hurdles opening a restaurant, and we're now where the restaurant's basically, we've passed all our inspections, we're just kind of fine-tuning and a little bit of finished work. So now we're on to hiring, and hiring has been, I mean, it's been horrible. It's now making me sick to my stomach because we just can't find anybody. I mean, it's like I'm doing double duty. I'm you know, at the restaurant during the day, then I'll have to go to my other restaurant tonight and actually cook, like, in the kitchen, which I try to cook, you know, a few times a week, but I like to be able to make my own schedule, where now it's like I'm at the, you know, I have no choice. It's like we're just staff. We're trying to hold it together. We're exceptionally busy at the other restaurants, which we're very thankful for, but we're also understaffed. So, like, you know, but our guests have been amazing. They understand the situation. They're patient with us. It's slowly starting to get better, I think. I mean, there's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, to put this kind of money and this kind of effort into something to be ready to open but not be able to open because you don't have people that work, I mean, it's stressful. So, you know, we're opening in 2 weeks, and we're training the next 2 weeks, and we're going to hope for the best and just hopefully we can put out a good product. But it's a great environment. I mean, it's a beautiful restaurant, great food, great place to work. I mean, everybody's been with me for a long time. I mean, I think in the restaurant business, it's very transient. Most of my staff have been there, you know, some close to a decade now. So,
all right, let me put you on the spot real quick. I know every time a restaurant opens, they always have like a VIP beforehand party.
A fancy soft opening.
Yeah, they'll, like, you know.
We love a soft opening.
Yeah, they'll send to the friends and family of the people opening the restaurant. What would you say about maybe giving away an invite right now on the air to just a couple of people that listen to the show?
100%. Let's do two people. The party starts at 7 o'clock. It's next Thursday night. We have a band, a tarot card reader. I'll throw in a $50 gift card if they arrive and a signed cookbook, and we'll make it super special for them.
Wow.
And they get the first look. This is literally the first look.
That's awesome.
Are we in?
Celebrities, so it's a great party. I hope you're invited.
Also,
you are now.
I feel like you get to say.
Just really quick, we're getting text messages from people who are like chefs or whatever who want to work. If they want to work with you, what do they do?
So they can email me personally, actually. It's jason@buttermilkbourbon.com, and we'll get them hired. We'll meet them. I'm at the space now every day. You want to come by and see how beautiful it is. We have applications. We're on site now every day, so come check it out. Hopefully it's a good fit, and let's do this.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the new restaurant. I know it's going to do really well. It's good talking to you again, Jason.
Thank you. Likewise.
See you next week.
All right. Talk to you soon. I went out.
I assume we're coming.
I went to dinner.
I'm gonna just show up.
I went to dinner with him and his wife, Twee. Lana and I did about 2 weeks ago. And here's what I'm going to tell you about his wife and my wife. Our wives, they married up.
You really should stop talking.
You want to get a winner for the VIP meet and greet there with the backstage?
I'm just going to write my own name down. Not even answering the phones.
Because the phone lines are lit. Right
oh,
now.
No. Sorry, you guys didn't win. You're going through a tunnel.
All right. Again, a thank you to Chef Jason Santos. Go check him out at Buttermilk and Bourbon or at Citrus and Salt. You can see him on Hell's Kitchen and on Bar Rescue. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking, I think, to
all
the
right.
winners.
There was a piece of audio I don't think I have here.
Okay.
So Britney Spears' controversial former manager Sam Lifty released a series of old voicemail messages of Britney Tuesday that prove she's been fighting to end her conservatorship for more than a decade. He told Page Six yesterday that he has leaked them in the past, but his reposting them on Instagram has garnered lots of attention. He said they were all left on my phone, said Lifty, who managed Spears from 2007 to 2008. He has been blaming her family for the breakdown for all of it since the beginning.
Right.
However, when all of this was happening, he ended up getting a restraining order against him. All of these things happened, and so therefore it made it look like he was the bad guy, when in fact he had given her a burner phone so she could call him, mm-hmm. and then he could try and do what she needed him to do.
Right.
And then at one point, it just got so gross that he felt like, I have to tell this story, even though he had signed paperwork saying he wouldn't. So he's been fined like hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, threatened with jail time for trying to support her. Nobody believed him until now that it all makes sense and everything he's saying is true. Like, his story has never faltered. So
it's interesting because I'm pretty sure I railed on him back
we
when
all
it
did.
Was going
we
on.
We all did.
Right.
We all did. Mm-hmm. Because the machine that ran Britney Spears made us think that that's what we should do. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, Dan, were you able to load in that audio for Kennedy yet on that?
The Britney one?
The voicemails?
Okay, it's fine.
That's fine. Just check in the Slack, please.
One of them was, she said, I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that during the process of eliminating the conservatorship that my father has threatened me several times, that, you know, he'll take my children away. Wow. I just want to be guaranteed that everything will be fine with the process, that you guys are taking care of everything, that things will stay the same as far as my custodial time. He said there was never anyone on the inside that would help. These calls are to my phone. These calls cost me a ton of money in court, tarnished my name, and tore my soul apart. I had no idea where to turn. No one was listening, and no one seemed to care. And I can't believe that nothing has changed. She will never get those years back. Her children were robbed of a huge chunk of history with their mother. There were three separate voicemails. If you go online, you can find them. It's pretty heartbreaking. She's basically, you can hear, she's like in a corner going, hi, this is Britney Spears. It's July 28th, whatever. And here's what's happening. It's awful. Adele, we have been waiting for her return to music. However, it looks like we might get a residency in Las Vegas. The Sun is reporting that she's considering headlining a Las Vegas residency, which could see her earning about $150,000 a night. She's been offered
a gig. She's going to DJ her?
She's been offered a gig at the new Resorts World. That's the place that's also doing Katy Perry, Celine Dion, Luke Bryan, and Carrie Underwood. And that could happen as early as January. She has not commented on the rumors. However, a new rumor, you know, we've been waiting for an album for, I don't know, 3 years now. However, rumors that she's going to be on the cover of a very prestigious fashion magazine, which says to me Vogue, in September or October, which might coincide with an album release.
Maxim.
I don't think that's a thing anymore, but that's fine.
$150,000 doesn't sound like a lot to me, but I guess if you
get a night?
Yeah. But I guess if you get to stay in the same spot and not go anywhere and get all of the perks of just you know what I mean? Like, what is that what an artist clears every night when they're
depends.
On tour?
I think Celine Dion
it's hard
has
to
a
say.
Lot.
I feel like people like Drake or an Adele could make like $250,000 a show.
Yeah, that's
well. Here's the difference with a show and you're traveling.
Yeah, that's
her,
what
it's
I mean.
It's all of her expenses. She has to pay for everything that comes out of her whatever.
Sure.
If you're sitting in a place that's already set up and already has tech and already
you have
has
no
staff
stress
and already has everything,
they do all of it,
and you just show up and sing,
and they write you a check every night.
I think it sounds like
you
a plan.
You rack it up pretty quickly.
You get to stay in the penthouse.
Right.
Come on.
10 shows, $1 million.
Carson, got a little royal update for you.
All right, Kennedy, you know I love them.
So we've been talking a lot about Prince Harry's new memoir. And if you believe what you read in the Daily Mail, which I do, all of the people he used to hang out with when he was Wild and Crazy Harry are scared for their life.
Why?
Because he's doing a tell-all memoir.
You think he's going to put that in there?
I need you to recall back in the day when Harry was in college and Harry did whatever the hell Harry wanted and he'd show up naked to bars.
I don't think he's going to do
that. I would, have less respect for him if he comes out with a book and puts everybody on
blast. He wouldn't do that.
That would be pretty
wacky. That's out of his character.
So old friends have tried reaching out to him, being like, bro, I'm married now. I got kids. I don't need that kind of static in my life.
Also, I don't care about I need a posh British male name, please.
Basil.
I don't need to know what Basil did when he was 22 years old. I want to know about the prince and the princess and the king and the queen or the queen. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I want a couple chapters on that one time he went to the bar naked. I really, really do. It just sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Also, just really quick, a 28-ounce portion of Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding cake is going up for auction on August 11th, Carson. You could have a piece of history.
How much?
Only 40 years old.
Oh.
It's expected to go for nearly $700, which doesn't seem like a lot to me.
I thought you were going to say $700,000.
No. I'm sure it keeps if you leave it in the freezer.
It's been preserved in plastic, stowed away in a decorative tin for 40 years. It has the royal coat of arms in blue, gold, and red. It was a gift from the Queen Mother to Moira Smith, who was her employee at Clarence House. And it will come with the program from the Royal Wedding Breakfast.
Mm, cool.
It's fruitcake, because that's what they eat
there. I like fruitcake.
Hard pass on the fruitcake.
It's like what your grandma gives you at Christmas.
Somebody texted in 71, which artist were you talking about? Oh, we were talking about Britney Spears.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of the Roses.
Kristen is in for War of the Roses this morning. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
So what's going on? Why do you need to do this today? What's the story?
So this is the last thing I wanted to be doing, but I honestly don't know what else to do. So one of my best friends from my childhood, her name's Kayla, just got engaged to her boyfriend, James, of, 8 years.
Wow.
They've been together for so long. I've really grown to love him, too. Like, I consider him one of my close friends just because all of the memories we have until this weekend. I was swiping away on Hinge after a couple glasses of wine.
Like you do.
And I came across his profile. And it was his picture. It was his face, but it was not his name.
Okay.
And I know I was probably buzzed from the white wine, but I know that was him. His beard was so recognizable. But the name on the profile was Austin. I am floored. This man really put a rock on my friend's finger, but is doing this behind her back? I screen recorded his profile so I could rewatch it the next morning to make sure I wasn't buzzed and just seeing things, and it was absolutely him.
Right.
I want to send it to my friend, but I want to be 100% positive that it is him before I absolutely crush her.
Okay. So you understand how this works then, right? So we're going to keep you on the line. And we're going to call James. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company and offer up the dozen long-stemmed red roses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, make sure you don't interrupt so all of this can happen, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with James?
This is James.
Hi, James. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. So it's completely free?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's a great deal.
Okay,
let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll start with a card. If you could just give me a name.
Okay. Can you, please send them to Diana?
Sure. And what would you like the card to say to Diana?
Okay. Till we meet again, love, Austin.
Austin? I'm sorry. I thought your name was James. Do I have it wrong?
No, it's an inside joke. So yeah, just put Austin.
Okay.
I knew it. James? What the f*** are you doing? Pretending to be this Austin dude on Hinge? Jesus,
what?
You could at least try to be a little more sneaky about it and not use your photos all over the internet with a fake name, you idiot. I don't get it. Why did you propose to her? Why did you go through all of that trouble of buying a ring and getting down on one knee if you're still swiping on other girls? Are you really that bored? That insecure that you need validation?
Time out. Hang on a second. James.
Yes.
Or Austin. I don't know. Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. This is something we called War of the Roses. And you and you just chose to send roses
to Diane.
To Diane.
Instead of Kayla. And this is Kristen, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. That it's not how it seems.
Well, I was on Hinge the other night and your profile came up. Your face, your beard, it was clearly you. But with this Austin name, you've been my friend too for years. I never thought you would be capable of doing something like this. I screen recorded your profile so I could have proof to show how much of a scumbag you really are. So don't even try to get out of it.
Look, I honestly, I have no clue what you're talking about. So let's just slow down for a second. I deleted all those apps like years ago, right? I had it downloaded like at one point when Kayla and I got into like a fight, but that was just like for a hot minute. I swear to you, like, I haven't been doing like any of that stuff. I think I'm being catfished. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, do you have a screen recording or whatever you can send me? Like, I need to figure out if someone took my photos. Like, I don't understand what's happening either. So, like, I'm innocent here, right?
Who the hell would catfish you? Do you have some enemies we don't know about?
I don't know.
I think it's a pretty convenient story for someone who got caught cheating on his new fiance.
But it's the truth. I really don't know what's going on.
Well, who the f*** is this Diana you're sending flowers to? You said love Austin on the card.
Well, look, no. Okay, look. So Diana, she's my younger cousin. I can explain that one. And we were watching this stupid rom-com. It was with Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I swear to God. And Austin was the guy in the movie. And I don't know. She's, like, obsessed with the character, right? So I just thought that I would sign my name. I just thought it was funny. I'm like, I'm not cheating on Kayla. Like, I just bought her a ring.
Honestly, that was a pretty good lie right on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, why would I be on a dating app?
I think we're done here. Goodbye. Kristen, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to believe.
All right. Bye, Kristen. All right.
I'm being catfished.
James, stop.
Do you really feel you're being catfished, honestly? That's not you on Hinge?
Yeah. No, I want to know who this is.
Yeah.
I need you guys to help me.
No. I'm still confused.
I'm not.
Well, good luck, Austin. James. How many people were involved in that story?
I don't know. I think Chad Michael Murray.
Who involved him? He didn't do anything to anybody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.